Hello folks, today's topic is about ICOs. As you guys all know, crypto market hit an all-time high on 7th of January when it reached about 835 billion in market capitalization. Early today I was looking at CoinMarketCap and it's sitting at around 438 billion, representing about a 50% drop. What this tells you is that crypto market is highly volatile. There's nothing fixed about it, and that you can try technical analysis on the crypto market, but it all goes down the tubes when some big fish enter the market. So if someone buys a lot of crypto, the market automatically goes up. If somebody dumps a lot of crypto, the market goes down. Some people try technical analysis just to suit themselves, but in my opinion, I don't think the technical analysis works, especially in the crypto market. So back to the point of the ICOs. Why did they become a main catalyst in the rise of the cryptocurrencies? And the reason for that is that whenever teams had ideas or plans and they wanted funding, they had to jump through a lot of hoops if they went to venture funding or crowdfunding. Both of those activities were not very easy, especially venture funding was pretty difficult. And crowdfunding was, again, you need to have a product and all kinds of strings were attached to it. Then came the idea of the using crypto as a mechanism for funding. This was made pretty easy by the fact that the Ethereum platform came to life. Ethereum is, if you guys don't know, it is a platform which has its own cryptocurrency, Ether. And it allows you to program your activities, which was a great thing. And through this programming, it allowed people to create their own tokens. Some people call them cryptocurrencies, but in my opinion, they're pretty much tokens, which they're giving to you in exchange for your money. So Ethereum came up with this ERC20 standard, which allows anybody who has the ability to write some code and a smart contract create their own token. And in exchange for the tokens, they can write up a paper of some sorts and convince people that their idea is going to work out and they should buy these tokens from them. And these tokens could be a limited supply, unlimited supply, and the value of each token could be anything. And again, it's one of those things where when a token is being offered, it's up to the issuer of the token to set the price for it. Besides Ethereum, there are also other platforms which are capable of hosting a token. Some of the platforms that are currently in the market are Stellar. Stellar has been around for a while, only that it did not catch the mainstream that Ethereum did sooner. The other one is NEO, which is out of China. They have since moved to Singapore because of the restrictions in China. And then there's the other platform is called EOS. There are more platforms as well. So these are the most famous ones at this point of time. I know some of the ICOs that were held on Ethereum, they are thinking of moving to Stellar. And the reason for ICOs becoming so mainstream is this very ease of codifying their whatever they want into code and bringing it to market pretty quickly. Because before the advent of these platforms, Ethereum, Stellar, Neo, and EOS, if you wanted to create your own token, you pretty much had to take the Bitcoin blockchain, fork it, and add some more, modify the code to change your algorithm for mining, and add a little bit of bells and whistles, put a little bit of code on top of it, and there you go, you had your own platform. But again, it was on a case-by-case basis. Some wallets did not understand it, so if you create your own blockchain, you had to create your own wallet as well to support that particular blockchain. And with these platforms that the ICOs started using, it became pretty easy. Any wallet that supported the Ethereum ecosystem or Ethereum tokens and was compliant to the ERC-20 standard, then this token could be, you know, loaded into those wallets and sent an exchange as you do other tokens. Most people call tokens cryptocurrencies, but then there's pretty much three kinds of tokens. One is a token which is a store of value. The other one is a utility token. And the third kind that is becoming pretty emergent right now is tokenized security, which prime example of that is the Jibril network. So the other piece I wanted to talk about was about how do you pick an ICO? So yes, we've spoken about ICOs. Now, how do you evaluate an ICO? Evaluating an ICO is one of those things where people are still figuring out what to do, what not to do. The key thing is, if you're investing in anything, be it an ICO or whatever, you will always make sure that your money is going towards something tangible. The output is that of that thing is going to be something tangible. That means your increase in your investment or whatever. So always make sure when you're investing in an ICO. And there are many cases where the ICOs have pretty much been all fluff. It's been all on paper or an idea in someone's head. And because ICOs were such a boom in 2017, everybody was jumping left, right, and center, right? You know, I want to get into this ICO no matter what. So you know, do your homework when you are planning on investing in an ICO. Keep an eye on how many tokens are being issued, how many tokens are being kept by the issuers themselves, which individuals are part of the ICO core team. So if there are some heavyweights behind this product that this team is producing, then you know it's going to end up somewhere. But if it's all, you don't know anybody in that team, then the chances are that it's highly likely, you know, there's something shady about it. If you are a programmer, or if you know a programmer, make sure the ICO that you are investing in, you look at the GitHub page for that team to see how much work is happening in that area, how much code is being updated, how many people are involved, how active they have been, how long they've been working on this thing, and if you know some good programmers, ask them to review the code for you and see what do they feel, what do they think. Then the other pieces are, how long does this ICO run for? Is it something that's going to run forever? What that means is there's no limit to it. They'll just keep creating tokens and people will keep buying tokens. And the next thing is, what does this team or this individual who's issuing the ICO want to do with the money that they raise, right? Do they have solid plans for it, or are they just collecting money and as it has happened, you know, things have gone into thin air and, you know, they pretty much, you know, disappeared. One of the websites that I highly recommend is smithandcrown.com. They have a lot of good information about new ICOs, what's happening, some details about them, who's behind them. And the other website I keep track of all the new tokens is coincap.io and also coinmarketcap.com. Both websites give you good information about the tokens that are in the market, and the Smith & Crown site gives you information about anything new that's upcoming in the market. So folks, that's all I had. These are all my thoughts. Don't use this as an investment advice. I'm not supporting any of these sites that I've I'm not affiliated, sorry, to any of these sites that I've just mentioned. Use them at your own risk. And if you have any questions, drop me a line. You know, my contact details are on my website, www.secunoid.com. And please do remember to share this podcast with your friends in your social network. And if you like it, please, you know, put in some comments. Or if you don't like it, let me know why don't you, what would you like to add it to this? Or what else would you like to hear about next time? Thank you. Have a nice day, evening, afternoon, wherever you are. Thank you. Bye-bye.